Hello, and welcome back to the Padded Room. I'm Margo, here with Wayne, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and everything in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, all lowercase, and click the Join the Discussion button to, well, join a discussion. While there, check out TV shows or click the Schedule a Call button to explore how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24/7, and best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Today, we will be continuing the discussion of the world of online therapy and how it can benefit seniors who may be seeking mental health support. Wayne, let's dig deeper into the different types of therapy available in the online world. Could you enlighten our audience about the various therapy approaches they may encounter?
Of course. Online therapy offers a wide range of therapeutic approaches similar to traditional in-person therapy. Some of the most common types of therapy you might come across include cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, counseling, psychodynamic therapy, and mindfulness-based therapies. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is widely used and focuses on changing negative thoughts and patterns and behaviors. It's effective for managing anxiety, depression, and stress-related issues. Counseling, on the other hand, provides a safe space to talk about personal challenge and explore solutions. Psychodynamic therapy delves into the unconscious mind and past experiences to understand present behaviors and emotions. And mindfulness-based therapies like mindfulness-based stress reduction help seniors develop coping mechanisms and reduce stress through mindfulness practice.
Thank you for explaining these different approaches. Now, can you guide our audience on which types of therapy are suitable for specific mental health concerns?
Certainly. Cognitive behavior therapy addresses anxiety, depression, and phobias. It can also help with managing chronic pain and sleep disorders. Counseling benefits seniors who want to discuss life transitions, grief, or relationship issues. Psychodynamic therapy is suitable for seniors who want to explore their past experiences and how they impact their current emotional well-being. And mindfulness-based therapies are great for stress management, improving focus, and enhancing overall well-being.
Knowing which type of therapy aligns with specific mental health needs is essential. With such a variety available online, seniors can find the approach that suits them best. Thank you for clarifying this for our listeners.
You're welcome. It's critical to remember that the best therapeutic approach may vary for each individual, and online therapy offers the flexibility to find the right fit.
Absolutely. Technology can sometimes be daunting, especially for those less familiar. Today, we'll explore some common tech-related concerns seniors might have regarding online therapy. But don't worry, Wayne is here to help us navigate these challenges. Let's get started.
Thank you, Margo. I'm helping to address these concerns. One of the most common worries is the fear of being tech-savvy enough to use online therapy platforms. The good news is that most platforms are designed with user-friendliness in mind. To get started, seniors can ensure they have a reliable internet connection and a compatible device such as computer, tablet, or smartphone. If they need assistance, family members or friends can lend a hand And as always, an option to call our helpline.
That's a great point. Having a strong support system can make a significant difference. Once seniors have their devices ready, what's the next step?
The next step is signing up for the online therapy platform. Many platforms offer simple registration processes that require basic information. Seniors can create their accounts with usernames and passwords like other websites. It's also important to choose a platform with good customer support. Many online therapy providers offer technical assistance through live chat, email, or phone. Seniors should feel comfortable reaching out for help if they encounter any issues.
That's reassuring to know. And what about the actual therapy sessions? Are there any tech tips to ensure a smooth experience during the sessions?
Definitely. Seniors should find a quiet and comfortable space for their therapy sessions, just like in traditional therapy setting. Using earphones or earbuds can help improve audio quality and ensure privacy. Additionally, seniors can familiarize themselves with the platform's features, such as muting, unmuting their microphones, and turning their cameras on and off. Becoming comfortable with the basic functions can enhance the overall experience.
Interesting. So with a little practice and support, seniors can easily overcome tech challenges. And the benefits of online therapy are certainly worth it.
Absolutely. Online therapy offers convenience, accessibility, and the opportunity to connect with professional therapists from home. It's an excellent option for seniors seeking mental health support.
Thank you for sharing these valuable tech tips with our audience. Now, let's look ahead to the future of online therapy and mental health support.
Of course. The world of technology is continually evolving, and online therapy is no exception. We can expect to see even more user-friendly platforms with enhanced features in the future. These platforms might incorporate virtual reality to create more immersive therapeutic experiences. Moreover, advances in artificial intelligence may play a role in improving the efficiency and personalization of therapy sessions. AI-driven tools can help tailor therapy programs to individual needs and track progress over time.
That sounds fascinating. Seeing how technology can contribute to better mental health care for folks is wonderful. On a related note, let's discuss the importance of mental health awareness and resources for our audience. As discussed throughout this podcast, mental health is crucial to overall well-being. Just like we care for our physical health, taking care of our mental health is equally essential. Listeners should know that help is available and that seeking support is a sign of strength, not weakness.
Absolutely. There's no shame in reaching out for support, and online therapy can be an excellent avenue for those seeking professional help. Moreover, numerous mental health resources are available to seniors beyond online therapy, such as helplines, social support groups, and educational websites. Fostering mental health awareness in our communities is vital. Promoting open conversations about mental health reduces the stigma of seeking help. Thus, in turn, encourages more seniors to prioritize their mental well-being.
Well said, Wayne. It's crucial for us as a society to break down the barriers and misconceptions surrounding mental health. We must create an environment where people feel comfortable discussing their feelings and emotions without fear of judgment. Before we conclude, Wayne, is there any additional advice you'd like to share regarding online therapy and mental health support with our audience?
Certainly. My advice would be to take the first step. If you're considering online therapy, don't hesitate to explore the available platforms and find a therapy that meets your needs. Remember, you deserve support and care. Online therapy can be a valuable resource on your mental health journey. Additionally, please be understanding and compassionate for friends and family when supporting your loved one's mental health. Please encourage them to seek help and let them know that they have your unwavering support.
Thank you for those heartfelt words, Wayne. We hope our listeners take this advice to heart and consider online therapy a viable option for their mental well-being. To all our listeners out there, remember that you are not alone. Mental health matters, and taking care of your emotional well-being is a gift you can give yourself at any age.
Certainly.
Absolutely. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles, log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, all lowercase, or call our helpline. And that number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Well, I see that's all the time I have for today. It has been my pleasure to be here, and I look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell. Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Great Geek Productions, hosted by Margo Jones and Wayne Hunter. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stephen Kartenberg.